Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We will get on the phone with Big Al's mom, Doorbell, in about 40 minutes. He has something he needs to tell her from yesterday's show.
How can we make him do it on the show?
Well, he's a son who does it. That way we're here with him.
Yeah.
Maybe she won't embarrass
him. Lessens the blow.
Because you don't want her to just find out of the blue, right?
Oh, boy. I don't want her to find out.
His mom has strictly said, Al, I don't want you moving in with a girl unless you guys are married.
Well, not moving in. It's just like a...
Yeah, it's a vacation.
It's a visit.
Hey, you explain however you need to explain.
This will help, too, because for the next 30 years, this is what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah.
30 years. What are you talking about? Three.
The next 3 years.
Oh, 3 years.
Oh, wow. You said 32. You said 30. I'm like, what?
No, yeah. For the next 3 years that she's gone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, so, you're fine.
She'll have to stay with you, right?
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah.
Tell you got to be up front with your mom. See, don't hide things from your mom, kids. You got to always tell them.
Oh,
that way you don't get in that much trouble.
Hmm.
We'll also be calling out those three names for Trip a Day. We're giving away a trip a day every day in May. This week, we're sending you to the Dominican Republic. You'll stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call those names in about 30 minutes. How do I play? Go to KidNation.com and sign up. It's that simple. You only got to sign up once, and then we got you forever.
All right.
Well, at least while we're doing Trip a Day. And now it's time for... First world problems. We all have them. We feel bad about complaining. That's why we do this. It's a podium. Get up there. Say it. Feel better.
There you go.
Lisa doesn't feel that bad.
Okay.
Lisa said, my maid would be coming at the crack of dawn to clean my house on my day off. Ugh. Hashtag first world problems.
You got some too, Big Al.
It seems like everyone I have is not really a first world problem.
Oh, really?
For example, I bought double stuffed Oreos instead of regular. Ugh.
That's a first world problem. You want a double stuffed?
No, you want regular.
I double stuffed.
Oh, you want a regular.
Who doesn't want more of the creamy filling?
Yeah, that's weird.
Are you even American? I have to ask. We want more.
Jenna, you got one?
Again, I'm like, Al, some of these aren't really first world problems. Yeah. Maybe people are confused. But
yeah,
Candace, this is simple, and I feel her on this. Candace wrote us at 2 a.m. and said, my stomach's growling so loud. Do I eat now or wake up skinny? First world problem.
Obviously, that.
Here's one. Here's a perfect example.
Go ahead, Al.
A good first world problem. This is from Gil. I got my driveway resurfaced today, but dang it, I couldn't pull my Harley out of the garage on this beautiful day. First world problem. That's the first world.
That is. This one. Just built a new house, and the wife complained that her closet was too big. She needs a step stool to reach the top shelf.
That's a first world problem.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yes.
That's Kelly wrote that one.
I love this one from Armadillo 4. Overheard at the office. Do I get an Apple Watch or go to the Beyonce concert?
That's a first world problem.
Hashtag first world problem. You have to choose.
That's a tough one.
You have to choose.
Because the memories of the Beyonce concert will last forever.
But the Apple Watch will only last as long as the next upgrade.
Until the new Apple Watch comes out.
Right, you gotta do Beyonce, yeah.
You wait till the next Apple Watch comes out. Oh, technology always gets in the way. This could be embarrassing. Okay. Also, first world problem here for our boy Clay. What's going on, Clay?
Oh, not much, man. How are y'all?
We're doing great. So what happened with your phone?
All right. So I was on my way back from out of town work, and I was texting my girlfriend, and I was like, hey, babe, I love you. I can't wait to hold you. Can't wait to kiss you and all that, you know? Well, I looked down and realized I had clicked on my boss's name instead of my girlfriend.
Oh, no. Is your boss a girl or a guy?
My boss is a married man, and... The only thing that he sent back was, well, at least you didn't send the picture.
Good.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
Clay. Good.
Okay.
I'm sure that was fun going to work the next day.
Yeah,
thanks for your call, buddy.
Right.
Let's go to a first world. Kids have first world problems, too.
Sure they do.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How old are you?
13.
All right. So you have a first world problem for us, huh?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So today in choir, me and my friends are going on a field trip to Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
And they all want to ride this Superman, but I'm way too scared.
Aww. You should have called yesterday for just go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Hey, you know what, Elizabeth? Do it. You got this. Are you maybe thinking about doing it?
Well, I was thinking about it, but I kept going back and forth.
And the thing is, sometimes you're afraid to do something, but once you do it, you're like, wow, that was really awesome. I want to do it again.
Have you ridden other scary rides before?
Yeah, and I thought they were going to be scary, and, you know, they turned out to be more fun.
Not so bad.
Well, good.
Trust me, I was not a roller coaster fan growing up. And
you tried it.
And I tried it, and it's not so bad. So, you know, go ahead and go for it.
Yeah, but that's Superman one.
It's pretty good.
Oh, no, it's great.
It's great.
It's so fun. I remember when my first, I had to ride White Lightning at Carowinds, and I didn't want to do it because it was a loop. And my friend Diana Jones, she dug her fingernails into my arm and clawed me the whole way up. I was so mad because I was going to get off.
Yeah.
She clawed me until I got there, and I thanked her later. I said, that was great. So you can do it.
Yeah, you
need to get a friend to dig her fingernails into you and make you do it.
Do it, Elizabeth. You got this, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I think she's going to do it.
I think she's going to do it.
Back to First World Problems.
First World Problems, yeah. We helped Elizabeth there. My Wi-Fi does not reach my tub, so I can't watch Game of Thrones from the water.
In the bath.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag First World.
It always amazes me people love to just sit in the bath and watch things.
I hate
the bathtub, yeah.
Oh, no, that's awesome. I should have had my TV in my bathroom put in a place where I could see it from the bathtub. I'd probably never get out.
You should put a TV in your bathtub for how much you are in there.
I love it.
All right, let's go to Allison. We've had ladies with this. Allison, what's going on with your face?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Last night, I was putting on my expensive anti-wrinkle lotion, and it made my diamond ring turn inwards towards my palm, and it scratched my face. First world problem.
Ow. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
Just it was devastating.
Just in case ladies want to know, what is your anti-wrinkle cream of choice?
I'm an Olay girl.
Olay.
Yeah, Olay.
All my Mother Price ever used. She died without a wrinkle on her cheeks.
Hmm. All right.
Good stuff.
Well, I just turned 32, so
keep using it.
They're getting real.
Yeah,
they're not a drill. People.
Aren't they? They are. I have like a line on my neck, and I'm like, where does this come from? You just get lines on your neck at some point?
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I had to get bangs to hide the wrinkles on my forehead because my teacher's salary can't afford
Botox. Hey, why not go with the bangs?
The bangs,
bangs
are
super
so
in right
funny.
Now. Yeah.
She bangs. Bang.
You have a wonderful day, Allison. You take care of that scratch.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Olay.
Olay.
I think I have something Olay in my shower.
They're the makeup wipes I use.
Okay.
The Age Regenerous makeup wipes, my absolute favorite.
Okay.
Olay makeup wipes, I love them.
I'm a Noxzema guy.
You like Noxzema?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really anti-age, but I don't know what it does.
You like the smell of it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's more like teenager with acne.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been using it. It's working so far.
Yeah, you just like the minty.
I do
have really nice skin right now.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Al.
He just got his makeup done.
You did? I didn't notice.
He's got the TV makeup put on.
All right, Robin, how you doing? Welcome to First World Problems.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What's going on in your world?
When I wear my Christian Louboutins, the bow touches the ground, and they're starting to fray, so they look kind of cheap. So I don't want to wear them and look cheap.
The bow at the toe?
Yeah, they like kind of the bow hangs over the side of my foot and it rubs the ground when I walk. I don't want it to tear.
I would take them back.
Yeah, you got saggy bows.
You gotta go get
this is a defective Christian Louboutin.
Maybe they are. I don't know. I should try. They're beautiful.
Their bow's too big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Get the red stuff on the bottom.
You gotta have big bows, but I don't want it touching the ground.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I would take that back.
Yeah.
And say, you should have made a smaller bow.
When the red starts wearing off from the bottom, do you repaint it?
No.
So that people know?
No, I told you to do the rubber. You can take it to the cobbler and get red rubber so then the red never goes away, and it's way more comfortable.
Huh. All right.
It doesn't ruin the bottom of the shoe, you know? You get red rubber on the bottom.
Gotcha.
Let's go with Merritt. Merritt, we're doing First World Problems. Would love to hear yours.
Well, when I bought my house, I had a regular-sized driveway. But we have so many cars that my boyfriend decided to add two driveways, and we still have to play Tetris to get our cars out.
Boy, you
how many cars?
First world problem.
How many cars you got?
We've got 7 cars and 2 motorcycles, and it's a mix between cars, jeeps, and trucks.
Okay,
give me what do you have? I need to know. I'm a car guy.
We've got a 2001 Dodge pickup. We've got a 2004 Dodge pickup. We've got a
2007 Jeep Cherokee, a 99 Maxima. We've got two 88 Suzuki motorcycles. We've got three 88 Dodge Ram pickups.
Wow, three. Wow.
Dang.
What do you do with so many cars?
I'm one for every mood.
My boyfriend owns his own business, and he has like a lot of work trucks for it. And we've got the 2004 Dodge was like our first adult purchase, and it's turned into his show truck. It's got Lamborghini doors on it, and it's got all the like lights in it, and you know, huge pipes and stuff like that. And then my Jeep is my everyday driver, and my 99 Maxima is my first car that I got when I was 15, and I just can't let it go.
Oh, okay.
You guys are kind of like car hoarders.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of are. Like, it's our emotional attachment. You know, like, we've got fur babies, and then we've got our vehicles, and that's about life for us.
I hear you. Wow.
They're rivaling. They got way more
me.
You get the classic ones, though.
Yeah.
Restored ones.
Car's a car.
Investments, huh, Big Al?
Yeah.
Good investments.
Yeah, cars are great investments.
Yeah. Great investments.
I've always heard that.
Yes. Thank you, Merritt.
They retain their value.
Oh, for sure. Once you drive off the lot, Jenna, it goes up like so much. Real quick.
Can't tell you, yeah.
Speaking of cars, this is a first world problem that was overheard. Overheard a coworker talking about how her daughter was being super upset because instead of getting a new Mercedes, she got a BMW.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problems.
Sorry about that.
Sorry you had to overhear that going on. let's go. Oh, I bet you this happens every Friday and Saturday. Leslie.
Yes.
What happened to you?
Last night I went out for a girls' night with my girlfriends, and we went to the bars, but I spent too much money on my pedicure, so I couldn't pay for any drinks. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, goodness. Do you go to the pedicure place that gives you free drinks?
No, we actually, they said if we wanted alcoholic beverages there, we had to pay more for it. And I'm like, I'm already spending $25 on my pedicure. I don't think so.
Oh. Yeah, I go to a place that charges more, but the alcohol's included.
Yes.
Yeah,
same.
You champagne.
It's all a wash.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you're gambling, they give you free alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for.
That's true.
Doing first world problems on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is Bliss. First of all, cool name.
Bliss.
Hi, Bliss.
Hi.
Hi, Bliss.
It's a pretty name.
I am allergic to my engagement ring. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happens when you put that thing on?
Well, my ring finger breaks out with this gross red rash, and so does my pinky and my middle finger.
What's the material that you're allergic to?
Well, it's a white gold ring, and we learned out afterwards they had to mix it with nickel to make it the right color.
So it's the nickel.
And so we didn't know that when my fiancé bought it.
So you're going to go back and you have to exchange it for something else, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to have that conversation.
I know.
But you can't wear it.
Yeah.
You may have to just call off the wedding.
Is it a pretty ring?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. When are you getting married?
Beautiful. I'm getting married in July.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you.
Congrats, Bliss.
What a cool trick, though, if the guy knows.
What's your new married name going to be?
Fry. F-R-E-Y.
Bliss Fry. Bliss Fry. Yeah.
So speaking of food last names, I'm going to be French Fry, so I understand.
You're going to get it from now on?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bliss Fry. That's a cool name. We'll take one more here.
Okay.
Stephanie's going to have to go back in time. Stephanie.
Hey, my first world problem is my smartphone was in my back pocket, and I went to the bathroom, and it fell into the toilet, and it destroyed it. So now I'm using an old school phone that only makes calls, only texts. And the text is T9. I don't even have a keyboard.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. We can't really hear you very well in the old phone.
Yeah, your phone sucks.
I'm kidding.
Poor thing.
Oh, it happens.
I do that all the time, Stephanie. Oh. I've like caught my phone as, I don't know, as a girl, you keep it in your back pocket. You take your jeans down, and then you're like, oh no. Mine's hit the ground so many times.
I guarantee you. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you'll never do it more than once, but if you've done it multiple times, I always just, I'm like, oh, nope.
Yeah.
After the toilet, I don't think you
take
do it again.
It
yeah.
Yep.
The phone you're using right now calls, texts, and sounds horrible, Stephanie.
Oh.
Hey, good luck. No, you're good. I'm sorry yours fell out of your pocket. Man, that sucks.
Oh, man.
That happened so much, man.
Yeah.
Bye, Stephanie. Oh, hold on. We got to take a cute little call here from Bradley.
All right.
Bradley, we'll let you finish it off here. What's going on?
I am good. How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. How old are you, Bradley?
I am 10 years old.
Okay.
10. What is your first world problem, Bradley?
It is raining right now here in Oak Point. And today is my field day at school.
Oh no.
That stinks.
Will they reschedule it?
No, we're going to do it inside the school.
I remember days like that. Yeah. That's a bummer. You'll still have fun, though. Better than class.
Yeah.
You're very well spoken for 10 years old, Bradley, by the way. You sound real cool, man.
Thank you.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a computer programmer or a video game tester.
Oh, yeah.
Likes the computer.
You'd probably do both if you wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Why choose?
Yeah, what's your favorite video game right now, Bradley?
Roblox.
What is it? Say again.
Roblox.
The blocks?
What?
Say it again.
What is it? What?
Roblox. It's technically a website with a bunch of games on it, but yeah.
Roblox. Okay, I'll look that up.
Yeah. You can play for free.
I love that.
You can make an account.
Okay.
Cool. Bradley got the tips out there for free games. Thank you, Bradley.
Enjoy field day indoors.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, Bradley. What a cool kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, McKelly's field day is tomorrow. They're wrapping up school.
Dude, almost
done. Some are out already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, some colleges and stuff. I don't think any.
And some seniors might be out. Some seniors sometimes get out a little earlier.
Yeah.
They're like, why show up? We're done.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
I've almost got a fourth grader on my hands.
Yes, you do.
Holy moly.
Yes, you do.
Just goes. Almost.
We will be announcing the names for Trip a Day.
Okay.
Three names will be announced. You still have a chance to go to KidNation.com and sign up because you could be on your way to the Dominican Republic. In a few minutes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We love reading your text messages during the break, Kid Nation. We got a couple here. That was my student I just heard on the radio. How cool is that?
Little Bradley?
Yeah, little Bradley.
Okay.
Your teacher heard you.
Oh.
And then we have a lot of first graders last day of schools today. Congratulations. Yay. Man, I wonder how many kids get all jealous. How come they get off early?
Right.
I get jealous.
Right.
Amen. Summer off?
That's the one thing I miss about school is summer, when you just had that break.
That'll make you want to repeat a grade.
But you got to feel for the parents who now have to find a way to occupy their kids all summer.
Yeah.
I still feel for the kids. I'm excited for them.
Yeah.
Kelly wants to go to every camp in the universe, and she doesn't understand. These are camps are expensive.
Yeah.
You're sending her this year, right?
I'm sending her to her first sleepaway camp for a week, and that's a church camp, and then she's going to vacation Bible school, which is free. But then everything else, I mean, she wants to do art camps and cooking camps and I don't know, so many things. I want her to be busy. I'm looking into getting her into tennis. She doesn't want to do a competition. She doesn't want to be on a team.
Yeah.
Because she's afraid of letting other people down. But with tennis, it's just her, right?
Is that why you didn't do team sports? Because you didn't do a lot of team sports.
Team sports. That's why I'm not a team player.
I mean, tennis is still team though, right? In school?
If play doubles.
Yeah. No, because you're on a tennis.
Oh, if you're on a tennis. Yeah,
let's not worry about that yet.
Yeah,
let's not put that out there.
You still got to win your matches so you can get points for your team to win the overall.
Either that or golf.
That's where it's at.
Golf.
Yeah, you can get a scholarship. She may be female golf.
Yeah, she might be the female Jordan Spieth.
She may. We need to start checking these things out.
Does golf run in your family? Do you come from a long line of golfers?
My brother plays for fun sometimes. I don't know if he's any good.
Yeah.
It's an expensive sport, too.
Well, good thing I'm rich.
It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You don't need to be rich to go on a trip with us.
No.
We got you all set up. If you entered at kidnation.com, your name could be called right now. You got to be the first one to call back. You'll be on your way to the Dominican Republic.
Yep. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana for
Big
4 days.
Big Al, you got those names?
Yes, I do, Mr. JC. We are looking for Mary Beecroft, Amanda Wageman, and Jeff France. That's Jeff France, Amanda Wageman, and Mary Beecroft. Be the first to call us out of those three people at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you could be going to the Dominican Republic. Ooh. All inclusive.
That means leave your wallet at home.
13 pools, 3 kids' pools, a lazy river. Oh, that's also the Eden pool. That's adults only.
Yeah. You need ID to get in that one.
Yeah, buddy.
And it's been how many years since we went to this one?
Three?
Five.
Let's go backwards.
It's not been 5 years.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's probably been about five years.
Where'd we go last year? for our family vacation?
Because we went, because we did Dominican, then London, and then Mexico twice. So it would have been 4 years ago.
London was 2012 because it was for the Olympics.
Right.
Yes.
So we went the year before.
Right, yeah.
So 2011,
oh,
so 5 years ago.
For sure, yeah.
I wonder if they've done anything new.
And it had just, I think it had almost just opened at the time
we
went,
right? Yeah, it was pretty brand new.
I loved that one.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed, all the Hard Rocks are great, but I really enjoyed the Dominican trip.
They had is that where we went golfing, Jenna? Kid took us golfing?
Me and you and, our producer, White Cheddar, Kid, we golfed, yeah.
And I had never golfed before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out there in flip-flops. And I was wearing no gloves, and I got the worst blisters. You got to wear gloves when you play golf, apparently.
A glove.
One glove. It's
no.
So hot.
Wear
you
two.
Don't wear gloves.
Wear two,
you wear a glove.
I don't care.
There's something so sexy about a golf glove, and I don't even know what it is, but it's just whenever Kid would dress up in his little golf outfit, I'm like, you have never been hotter in your life.
You can't call it little golf outfit.
I love it.
So
I'm with you.
I love golf outfits.
I don't like the little girl. I don't like girl golf outfits.
But dude golf outfits?
But I like girl outfits on vacation because you can get away wearing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Flip-flops.
It's not strict course rules. Yeah.
And the shoes are cool because they're like tennis shoes, but they're kind of
like
dressy looking.
It sounds like you're marching with a big group of people when you walk on pavement.
Golf clothes and tennis clothes are the cutest.
Love it.
I told you, I got to see Jordan Spieth in person the other day.
Yeah, you got 5 feet from him, right?
Yeah, 5 feet is as close as I got. But the way girls looked at him when he walked by in his khaki pants, tucked in, little polo Under Armour shirt he had on.
Good looking guy, making a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as much his outfit or if it's the fact that it's Jordan Spieth.
It's probably because it was Jordan Spieth. You're right. Yeah, that's probably what it was. That was fast.
It's a trip a day.
Already?
Yes.
Already.
Morning show.
Didn't even have to go to commercial and come back.
No, we didn't, Kelly. I think they called back within like a minute. Jeff France, the quickest dialing fingers in the world. Are you there?
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
There we go.
Hey, Jeff.
Going great for you.
I could tell you're cool, calm, and collected, right?
Yeah, this is awesome. I listen to you guys every day. I just signed up over the weekend, actually, and I'm at work now. Listening to the show, and you call my name.
We did. Great. We did call your name, Mr. Jeff France.
Awesome.
Do you have a passport, sir?
No, I don't, but I will get one.
Yes, you will.
Dude, you're going to have so much fun. Who are you going to take on this trip with you, Jeff?
My wife.
That's
probably a pretty good choice.
Yeah, probably the best choice I could make.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We went to Carolina Beach. Kelly, you may be familiar with it.
I am.
North of Wilmington Beach.
I know Carolina Beach, yeah. Well, this is a little bit fancier.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like another honeymoon.
Yeah.
Second honeymoon.
You can treat it like that.
Man, I can't wait.
It's 4 days, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, brother.
All inclusive. Have fun,
sounds
Jeff.
Great.
All right,
thank
Jeff.
Thank you so much. I
thank
really
you.
Appreciate
congratulations.
All right. Thanks again.
Carolina boy.
Staying all cool people. Right there.
And the best, they have 24-hour room service at this hotel. And everybody loves room service, right?
Kelly's
love spoken it. About it many times.
Love it. Love room
but it's all inclusive. So not only do you get food delivered to you, you ain't got to pay for it. That's awesome.
It's incredible. I just remember Kelly and I getting our hair braided. I do remember when Kelly got
is that where you
her corn. She got her corn rolls done.
We went into
corn
town.
Rows.
Yeah.
They're so, what do you call it? Aggressive.
Yeah.
You can't say, they will not allow you to say no, no matter how hard you try.
Just trying to do their thing,
In the market, in the town. Yeah,
in the market. Not on the property. If you venture out, that's when you're going to be spending some money. They try to sell you everything.
Man, they braid hair so well. It was fun.
And they put grease in your hair.
They have to. That's how they make it
Kelly's.
Easy.
They're so greasy.
You got her whole head braided almost.
Or you could just
stay
on.
Yeah, I was like, stop!
Stay on property.
Let's stay on the property if you don't want to do that.
You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a wallet.
Lay on the beach.
Yeah. I have to comb your hair, braid, I don't do nothing. Just do that thing that girls do.
No, Kid TV gets to see my braids right now.
I loved it.
You looked good. You heard Jeff France, though. It was easy. He signed up, and we called his name, and all he had to do was call us back, and he won that trip. Go to KidNation.com to sign up. And coming up next, Big Al, are you ready to talk to your mom?
I got that feeling in my stomach. I'm this age, and I still have that feeling in my stomach about calling my mom.
I'm sorry, Al said he had a snafu. He revealed what it was yesterday, and it turns out he needs to tell his mama.
Uh-oh.
You want to know what's happening? You'll find out all you need to know next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're all having conversations right now.
Sorry.
What are you guys talking about over there?
What were you guys talking about?
Well, Kanye's on Ellen. He just goes off on his tirade. I'm guessing this was recorded yesterday and aired today.
Yeah.
And he's just going off about how he, what his philosophies are about wanting to make the world a better place. And he
said, very difficult to interview.
He's like, I'm sitting there. Well, she just let him talk. Yeah. She just has to sit there.
You have to.
And he's saying how, you know, I'm going to do what I can. You know, Walt Disney's dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Picasso's dead. Name one person living who is in those same categories. And he said,
you can't.
He said, you can't. He said, and I'm sitting there with Obama and Leo's over here talking about the environment. And I'm over here talking about clothes. And people are like, clothes aren't important. He said, but I was in fifth grade and I remember I wanted a cool outfit. And he said, you know, there's bullying because if you can't afford to wear what other kids are wearing, you're bullied.
That, yeah.
So he said he called up the president of Payless. And said, I want to work with you and share with you all. Now, I had to stop it because we had to come back.
Payless shoes?
He said, I want to work with you to tell you all the knowledge I've learned so they can make affordable, hip, fashionable things affordable for the common kid to be able to keep up.
I used to tell you what I used to do with Payless shoes. Back when you have these Adidas, Jenna, the ones with the shells in the front.
Yeah.
What do they call
the shoes? They're coming, the shell shoes. Yeah. Well, they're different. The Superstars or the Stan Smith or whatever.
So those were the cool ones. And Payless had these shoes that looked identical to it, but instead of having the three Adidas stripes, it had the four.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what my dad and I did was we whited out the fourth one so that I could go to school, so that I could fit in. Guess what? Didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work, and the kids made fun
of me. Gosh, I so remember that. It's so true. It was with the shoes, too. It was mostly with shoes, especially with guys, but even with girls when we were young.
Yeah.
It always came down to the shoes.
Oh,
even
always.
Even at private school, you know, with the whole point is so you're not comparing, you know, classes there. You're all wearing the same uniform.
Exactly.
It was still with the shoes. The
sneakers.
Does help.
So it does have a point. Kind of.
So I've got 2.5 minutes, so a minute and a half left.
So he was making sense in this one.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Some of it I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about right there.
We never know what he's talking about.
But, you know, he's an artist and his mind's going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And so she just sat back and let him go. That's all you can do.
Man.
You never know what kind of you're going to get.
And he's talking to her, but he's talking to the crowd.
Yeah,
he didn't look at Ellen once.
He's passionate. I love that. I mean, he is passionate.
You imagine how many times Kim has to sit and listen to that, though? That's all I can imagine.
And I bet you she does. She probably does.
It's one thing to show up on Ellen, and Ellen has to listen to it once. Kim has to listen to it every day.
And night.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
She does. I bet she's into herself, too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why that relationship works, because she has a lot going on for
It'll
her
work.
Own self. Yeah.
Now, Big Al Mac.
Yes.
We got to get to this real quick, because yesterday you revealed there was a snafu between you and your girl.
Yes. She's moving to Detroit, and
she needs help.
She needs a little bit of help, meaning when her furniture leaves, she's still got 2 more weeks to be here.
Okay.
So she wants to, I invited her to move it. Move in.
You want to wait and hold it off and talk to your mom real quick?
Yeah.
Because you wanted to, Mrs. Mac, how you doing?
Just fine. I guess y'all torturing me this morning.
Oh. How did your morning start off, Mrs. Mac? How did your morning start off?
Well, I woke up and when the dog came to let him out, and then I heard a little bit of it. So I thought, oh God, maybe my TV or my phone or something won't work, and they won't get me.
Yeah. Do you get nervous when your son calls you on the radio, Mrs. Mac?
Well, that just confirmed something was going on.
Okay.
I didn't get away.
Well, here's
you wait, Mrs. Mac.
Here's the thing. So it's not terrible. But since my girlfriend's leaving town and all of her stuff has to leave before she leaves.
Yes.
I thought I as a boyfriend be nice and offer her to stay at my place for a couple of weeks since she won't have any things here. She won't have a couch, table,
house,
food, nothing. So I just thought I would call you and just make sure that you were okay with that.
What can I say? It was pre-planned.
Exactly. What is she going to say?
Yeah, okay.
I can't say a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Except that I'm still mom. And
yes, you are.
And I'm still from the old school, but I'm st- still trying to be in y'all's world.
Yeah, right. I know, I understand, and I respect you, and I respect your position as mom, me, mom. Mm-hmm.
Do you respect her boundaries?
Really?
Of course I do.
Because you're telling her after the fact instead of asking her advice before the fact.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Would you want your son to sleep on the couch while this is occurring, Mrs. Mack? Because we can make sure of that.
Well, you know, I have some extra rooms over here, too. Yeah. Is it the only option?
Oh, there you
go. Yeah, there's so many other options.
Mrs. Mack with the idea of the year.
There's so many more options.
How about your son lends his apartment to his girlfriend so she has somewhere to stay, and he could come stay at your house.
Wouldn't it be nice to have him home?
And help you out.
Yes. Oh, that should be nice.
Mrs. Mack, why didn't we call you earlier? Look at that, Al. Told you. Your mama fixes the problem just like that.
That's so easy. It's done.
I got something.
What's wrong, Al?
Mrs. Mack, will you be...
It's funny.
Because, you know, Al needs to... He wants to keep the relationship going for 3 years. So, you know, there's probably going to be travel back and forth between Detroit and home. So, is that going to be okay that he... I mean, I'm assuming now you're going to stay with her when you visit and she would stay with you, like a little vacation?
Well, that's a visit, right?
It's a little bit.
Okay, that might work.
Yeah. That might work.
It's a little visit.
It's a visit.
Just, yeah, it's not...
And now in the meantime, Al, you can move in with Mama for a couple weeks.
She's tickled right now.
How excited are you, Mrs. Mack? Big Al's coming back home.
Baby boy.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all fixed it. But I tell you what.
What?
This was all prearranged and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not fixed to change your plans, so I'll just keep in touch and make sure that... if I need to, where the bag is going to be by the door? It's just temporary, you say?
Yeah, it's just
she's
a couple
not even unpacking.
A couple of weeks.
You know what, Mrs. Mack? I could set up my Nest camera in Al's place, and then you can watch it from your computer so you can always check in and make sure everything's okay.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right. What's on the agenda today, Mom?
I don't have one.
You know, no. Well, it's raining outside, yeah,
it's raining outside. Yeah, when it started, my TV cut off a few minutes ago, and I thought, oh, maybe my phone's gonna cut off too.
Oh, what are you watching?
Give me CNBC.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What's going on in the world? Anything we need to know about?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm getting some tips from the candidates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like try to be flexible and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you team Trump?
Uh-huh. Now that's what I'm trying to get some pointers from is Trump. Oh, boy.
All right, Mrs. Mack, it's a pleasure talking to you again.
Okay, then. And you say you don't need me to check and see if those bags are by the door. This is a temporary arrangement.
It's very temporary. Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Mack. She took that well.
She took, yeah, it's great.
Well, like she said, she wasn't consulted ahead of time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, it was something that just happened, right?
It just happened, yeah. I mean, like, I gave it to you guys the day after it was given to me.
Yeah.
And that was...
You can't control what's going to happen when you have
Tuesday,
a talk.
Wednesday, and today's Thursday. So, boom.
So, you're going to go stay over there?
Huh?
Yeah?
You're going to move in with Mom?
Yeah. If she, maybe.
That'd be great. You could help around the house.
Yeah, if she needs me to.
Did you at all expect that scenario
I didn't
she would
know.
Present?
I didn't know. Like I said, I talked to her yesterday, but I didn't mention it. So, you know, I wanted it to be as authentic as possible when I actually talked to her on the radio. So, I didn't know what she was going to say or not say.
As a mom yourself, Kelly, how would you describe what you heard, the
I
reaction
heard disappointment.
From Uh-huh. Yeah.
I heard disappointment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to disappoint Mom.
No.
Right.
Nobody but out of all the things that you've done.
Oh, this is so minimally low on the scale of disappointment.
Yeah.
So low.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's
oh
temporary,
boy.
Yeah.
It's my mama.
That's your mama.
That's my mama.
Like she
right
said, she's from the old school.
She is. From the old school.
And we appreciate that. We'll see how it goes.
Right. That might be interesting one day. I don't know if we could stomach it.
What?
To call our parents or our moms especially and say, what's the greatest disappointment you've had with us?
And then they got to keep it real?
That would be too painful.
Yeah.
We might have an idea of what it is. But then to find out how we truly disappointed them, I don't know if we'd recover from that.
I would never want to know, Kelly.
I think my mother would have too much love for me that she wouldn't even want to tell me that, right, because she wouldn't want me to hurt knowing how badly I hurt her.
Right.
Ooh, that'd be tough.
I agree.
I don't know if I'm ready for that one.
I'm not ready for that.
I'm going to text Candy.
I'm curious to see what my mom would say.
The way you disappointed me most.
Yeah.
No,
Kelly, I'm so
it's
curious.
It's so easy for my mom. What have I done to make you proud?
No, because nobody wants to be disappointed or disappoint the parent.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. No. You want to make them proud.
I know I disappointed her when I said I was going into radio, but I don't know if that's the biggest. Because the biggest is probably something personal.
Yeah. No.
All right, we won't do that.
No.
I might be willing.
Not now, at least.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, we just heard Al's.
Right.
So we have Caroline Craddock.
Oh, it's Caroline.
Joining us in the studio coming up next.
Okay.
She's got something for us. And you ever try to take those challenges on Facebook when you see millions of people are crying thanks to this video? Will you?
A challenge?
Yeah, it's like...
Or like a not cry challenge?
Yeah, they like basically pose a challenge for you.
Oh, I always cry at things you shouldn't even cry at.
My wife attempted one of these. I'll tell you which video was next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Caroline Craddock in studio, everybody. Hello, Caroline.
Good morning.
She's the daughter of Kid Craddock.
We got part-time Justin and now part-time Caroline.
Caroline, okay, so she snaps a lot, and I'm so jealous because she has such a beautiful voice. I mean, you've heard her on the show sing a ton. I mean, you sang in college. That's what you did. And so you have a beautiful voice, but you drive me crazy. I'm so jealous because she will just sing on her Snapchats when she wakes up or before a workout, covering songs, you know, and she just has the best sing-along voice ever.
She does.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
look
she sings. She just sings on her Snapchat, and she just has like a beautiful voice. Oh my gosh!
I hope y'all don't find it annoying.
No, we don't, because you actually sound good.
No, it's not annoying when you're wonderful.
Yeah, Justin and Caroline were wrestling in the back the other day.
We weren't wrestling. I was attacked.
You guys like hug attack each other?
Yeah.
He's like your BFF in the office now?
He really is my spirit animal. Okay. We just sang the entire Beyonce album.
Which is perfect. So, Caroline, you found a video that you really like that you wanted to bring us.
Yes.
What's it all about?
It's a little five-year-old girl who is full on nails and makeup. She's a little British girl.
Uh-huh.
And she's experimenting with hair and makeup for the first time, and her mom's calling her out.
Okay, and she's
It is me as a five-year-old.
So this is you flashback.
If I was British,
If you were British.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the video Caroline's talking about right here.
What's wrong with nail varnish?
Show me your nails. What have you got in your eyes?
The thing that you usually put on. What's wrong with everything that I've got on?
You've got lipstick on, you've got eyeshadow on, you've got nail varnish on.
It isn't lip gloss.
What a little sassy little girl.
Yeah, it's lip gloss.
Lip gloss.
What's wrong with everything I've got on?
My daughter's like super addicted. Like she has a little lip gloss kit, little toy one, but she carries it around everywhere and she wants to put it on because she wants to be like her mom.
Exactly.
It's the best. That's how I was when I was little. Kelly knows this story. I didn't wear pants until I was 7 years old.
Only dresses.
And I threw a literal temper tantrum. Like, I could not fathom that I had to wear pants to school.
She wouldn't. She was allergic
to
pants.
I literally wouldn't wear pants.
Really?
I know. I wonder how girls learn it, because I was super tomboy.
Yeah, you were like a tomboy.
High school. I mean, I didn't. And that's when I started watching my mom do makeup. I was not into makeup when I was little.
Yeah.
I didn't turn girl until 16.
Because it's not like you push them to be like that. They just start picking it up.
Yeah.
Because we're not pushing makeup on my daughter. She just wants to do it.
She wants to be like mom, man. Yeah. Little boys want to be like dad.
And my daughter has an older brother, so I figured she'd be a little more tomboyish, but she's not.
Well, it's just not fair nowadays, because when I was in seventh grade, I wasn't allowed to wear any makeup or anything, and I just was, like, fugly, and I had braces, and I just was not cute.
Yeah.
And these seventh graders now are, like, hot.
Yeah.
They get to wear, they're contouring, they look so cute. And I'm like,
yeah, but that's not right. That's,
I know.
Our girls are being sexualized too early.
They're growing up too fast, Kelly.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because speaking of finding videos, so my wife and I were sitting on the couch yesterday, and I'm trying to watch Empire, and I'm all into it. Super into it. And she goes, pause it.
I just found a video. It says, it's called Slow Down, and it's a new song by this girl named Nicole Nordman. Have you seen this?
No.
She made you pause Empire for this?
Yeah, she made me pause Empire for this because
this better be good.
What the title of the article was, this Slow Down video is making millions of parents cry. So my wife saw this as a challenge. And she says, do you think I'll cry? And in my head, I'm like, duh. You're going to cry.
She cries at everything.
So
everything.
This is a little clip from the video right here. So already it's slow. You can tell it's very emotional. And it's a video of little babies. And they're learning to crawl. And then it shows them walking.
Close to you, you were pink or blue.
First steps.
Yeah, the parents playing with the babies.
Never sleeping through from midnight till the morning.
So it's a really sweet video, right? Yeah, and it shows them growing up and they start playing sports or swinging on swings, interacting with the parents.
Trying to free your fingers from my hand.
Birthday parties.
You can do it on your own now.
About a minute in.
She made it a whole minute?
About a minute in. This is my wife.
Won't you stay?
Kinsey just watched a video. Hold on. Kinsey just watched a video on Facebook that said it's making millions of people cry. We watched a minute 25 and she's bawling.
I cried reading the comments.
Stop.
Oh, wow.
It's just babies.
Yeah, they grow up too fast and they're annoying as
You gotta give her another one.
What?
Yeah, I want y'all to have another one.
Another baby?
Yes.
Man, we're having such issues right now with my son that I don't think she even wants to.
Yeah.
My son is such a whooping right now.
Why?
I don't know if it's just, was it with Emma Kelly when she was four?
I think it was three.
Was she tough?
For me, it was three. Four was a good year. Four was the angelic year.
You guys, I had like a breakdown with my son the other day.
It's hard.
Like, it's hard. I don't, they just, these temper tantrums that come out of nowhere and then they start learning stuff at school.
Yeah.
And the things they say and they hurt your feelings now because they know how to hurt your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you hurt your feelings?
Yeah, you hurt my feelings. He hurt my feelings, really. Like, and Kinsey, he made Kinsey cry the other day. And they don't know what they're saying, but it's like, man.
You say stuff like, you're not my real dad and stuff? Let me see a copy of the DNA test.
Not like that, but similar.
Similar?
Yeah.
Where'd it check at?
I think what he said to Kinsey to make her cry was, said, I want a new mommy.
Oh, no.
I don't know where he learned that from.
Well, Emma Kelly, she wanted to be adopted.
Oh, my.
That's what I always got, was I want to be adopted. I'm like, fine. Find somebody that'll take you.
Right.
See, arguing back with your kids, I find, is very effective.
It doesn't work.
Is there a service for that? Like, is there a service for the
adoption?
Kid when they're being a brat? Oh. Like a faux giveaway service?
Right, like, so you can trick them?
Fine, okay, bye.
You
can pack your bag and then you go through with it for like a day.
Probably pre-orchestrate like a work friend that your kid doesn't know. Oh, you want to be adopted? Ding dong. Here goes Sally and Bob.
Yeah.
I want to scare
him. Sally and Bob, this is your new mom and dad.
Should be a service.
I scared the crap out
of
him.
And then with me, then he started yelling, the other day he started yelling, I don't like this house. I'm gonna knock this house down.
Yeah.
And he's like hitting it with his little ninja sword.
Show him the payment
book. Did it work?
No, he didn't knock the house down. Made of bricks.
Bragger.
You know?
And that hurt your feelings.
That hurt my feelings. I'm like, man, I got you cool.
You worked hard for it.
I worked hard to get us into this house. We have a garage now.
And bricks.
We have bricks, Caroline.
I would appreciate the garage.
Were you a difficult kid, Caroline? Did your dad ever tell you were difficult?
I was an angel until about high school.
Yeah.
Until I started going to puberty. And my dad was like, I don't know what UFO you got on, but give me my kid back.
Yeah.
I was bad.
Man, I wonder if it's only boys. Because then my daughter will walk around and she hugs us. She knows when we're having problems with Casey.
She's not working this to her advantage.
Yeah. Oh, I know she is. Eventually.
It's going to come.
She'll bring us and hug us and she'll go, it's okay, Papa.
Oh.
It's okay, Mama. I know she's going to be like that in
a couple
years.
She's angling to be the favorite.
Right,
yeah. Right.
We'll post the video Caroline was talking about at kidnation.com. And also we'll post a link to that one if you want to take the cry challenge.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, we have a treat for you. Normally we have her on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
But Kid Nation's clamoring for more Gray Drake.
That's what it is.
So we pushed it up one day.
It's not a scheduling conflict or anything.
Well, maybe a little bit of that. Maybe yeah. Gray's busy on Friday. But from RottenTomatoes.com, Gray Drake is here to talk movies with us. Hi, Gray.
Hello, day early.
Hey.
Yeah, but now we can plan the weekend, right? Because there's lots of stuff coming out.
Yeah, there is, and it's a really good weekend overall so far.
And we have two of these movies that we're going to talk about have been watched by people on the show. Kelly's watched one, and Jenna's watched the other one.
Oh, good. Well, then y'all are going to tell me a thing or two, I think, as we go through these.
All right. What you got for us, Gray?
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Oh, that app.
Cell phone game come to life with Jason Sudeikis and Maya Rudolph and Josh Gad as the voices. Is that the one that you've seen, Kelly?
Yes.
You picked right, Gray.
Now, did you take your daughter?
Yes.
Kelly has a mouthful of food.
She's
right
going to be doing one-word answers.
Me. I was getting away with that.
There's no eating during the show, Kelly.
Gray Drake sees and knows all.
Oh, you should smell. It smells delicious, too.
Now, I got to go to a screening, and it was in 3D. And in my opinion, this is one of those movies that you don't need the 3D. There wasn't that much coming at me.
I completely agree. I think that this is a very 2D movie that they're just making a cash grab. Mm. So you can save your money on that. But I saw a screening that had a lot of kids in it, and they were losing their minds with hilarity.
Yeah. Really? She loved it. She wasn't laughing out loud, but I asked her, "Do you like it?" She goes, "I love it."
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
And so that's the thing. This is one of those animated films. It's from the same people that brought you Ice Age, where your little kids are going to be into it, and not so little, because your daughter's not so young, Kelly. And you, however, as an adult, are going to be like, yep, there are birds in it. I see that they are angry.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
And I was trying to remember back.
I can say about the storyline.
Yeah, I was trying to remember back to the days of playing Angry Birds. I used to play it a lot, and I'm like, well, where's the bird that does this, and where's the bird that does that? You know, I thought it'd be more of the actual
things they do.
So you don't have to be familiar with the game, because I'm not.
And I thought for a while this was a very politically motivated movie. I'm like, where is there was like a message about?
Really?
Yes, I thought it was had a political undertone.
Agenda?
Did you, Gray?
I think that they were trying to beef it up as much as humanly possible because it's a game about birds.
Yeah.
Birds.
And the thing about this game, Jenna, if you've never played it, it's a very simple premise. The pigs are evil and horrible, and they have stolen the birds' eggs. Mm. And the birds are angry.
And they want their eggs back.
Right, yeah.
So birds and pigs.
So they systematically move level through level, murdering the pigs.
Wow.
Birds beat pigs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is your job in that game, to murder pigs. And so how do they turn that into a jolly children's movie? And I think that they did a pretty good job of glossing over the rampant swine murder.
Oh, wow.
But at the end of the day, it's still a movie based on a video game, which rarely work. But once again, your children will be pleased.
Yeah.
Oh, and yes. You guys, this movie, very surprisingly to me, is nearly fresh at about 57%.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, the kids love it.
Yeah. My favorite bird is a blow-up bird, the black one that blows up.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay. Bomb. Yeah. He's totally in this one. And I think that you were mentioning that they were missing some of the birds. Well, I think that they were very deliberately saving some of them for the inevitable sequel.
Oh,
yeah, they did
sequel.
Set it up for that.
Okay.
They did. Because the evil pig is planning what's next.
Oh.
Yes.
Can we go around the room and name birds?
Oh,
I want to be
boy.
The king of birds.
Okay.
Chicken.
Kelly.
Oh, God. Falcon.
Uh-huh.
Toucan.
Oh. We're going to be here forever.
Blue Jay.
Swallow.
I think we're going to end the game right there.
End the game right there.
I think we could go for a while.
Wins.
It'll be boring.
Gray wins.
You're the king of birds.
What other movies are coming out this weekend, Gray?
Since we're on the topic, why don't we just talk about The Nice Guys? This movie stars Ryan Gosling, the baby goose, everybody's favorite, along with Russell Crowe. And they are two detectives who are, it's kind of like Big Lebowski-esque, right?
Oh.
Where something seems like a very small mystery, but it ends up being a gigantic conspiracy involving these sort of inept and not very nice people. And it is written by Shane Black, who did Lethal Weapon and Iron Man 3, and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and a bunch of other really great movies, and our critics are going bonkers.
Oh,
I'm so bummed because I chose to not see this screening this week and went instead and saw Neighbors 2 because I just didn't think that The Nice Guys would be good, and everyone has said that it's great, and the Cannes Film Festival review of it was great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was really well received by everybody. There's a porn star in it. It's a mystery. How can you lose, guys?
All right. Yeah, I love that. Well. Now you're talking
And
something.
It's doing great on the tomato meter, right?
It is. It's currently 96%.
Wow.
Oh, dang. Man, I regret not going to the screening.
Yeah, I'm going to go see this one then.
I live so far away now, Greg.
can still see it and pay for it, JC.
I don't like paying for movies. So that's doing great. Good for Ryan Gosling coming back with a great movie. And then,
yes, exactly. And then finally, lastly, we've got the one Jenna saw, which is Neighbors 2. Now, I couldn't catch this one, so why don't you tell us if you liked this movie about the sorority girls instead taking the place of the frat guys from the last movie with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, you know what? I say it has it's the typical sequel.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as good as the first one, but still really funny. I love Seth Rogen. I mean, he's one of my favorites. You know, like, I want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
So his stuff's great. Zac Efron's hot. You know, there's a lot of it's just too close to the first one. It's the exact same premise, except you have Chloe Grace Moretz, who wants to make her own sorority because she doesn't like the sororities at school. So they're kind of this, you know, they want to do their own thing. They don't like the frat parties. But it's the same. It's the same formula
but
as the first
girls.
One. Selena Gomez appears in it a couple of times. She's the president of the other sorority. And, you know, I don't know. I liked a lot of it, but it definitely had some cheesy moments for me.
I can see where you're coming from, because I felt that way about the trailer. And I was combing through our critics' reviews, and they were saying that if you, in typical sequel fashion, like you said, if you like the last one, you'll like this one just because it's the same thing. But they've managed to put enough of a spin on it without it being completely ridiculous that it ends up being a strong sequel in the world of comedy sequels. So that's kind of like a low bar that's been set.
Yeah.
But this is exactly the kind of movie that critics would normally pan and make super rotten, because comedy sequels do even worse than comedies with our critics. And this one's actually fresh right now.
What?
It's in the 60s currently. And there was a screening last night, so they were adding a ton of reviews this morning. It'll change fast, but it's in those 60s, man. It's got that tomato right now.
All right.
Dang.
Cool.
Maybe I'll still go watch it.
Maybe.
Did you like, like Step Brothers, did you, Jenna? Did you like Step Brothers?
I did.
It's
stupid.
I loved it.
It's stupid.
It is a stupid movie.
It.
Maybe it's just a stupid guy movie.
I wouldn't put
it
in that category. Not like quite as stupid as Zoolander. I mean, it was definitely better than the Zoolander sequel, but I guess it depends on your sense of humor.
Gotcha.
And Seth Rogen's hilarious, and Zac Efron's shirtless and like the whole thing.
Oh, good for him.
they're going with their strength.
Yes.
You know what?
Exactly.
Speaking of Step Brothers, last week, I was, so are you guys ready for how fancy I was last week?
No, do tell us how fancy
you
got,
where Greg. Have you been?
I was at the Cannes Film Festival for the first time.
Oh, pour le beau français.
Interviewing the great George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what?
For you, Gray.
I would have just stayed there.
She is notoriously prickly with journalists, and especially those of the female persuasion.
Uh-huh. Right.
But in the middle of the so I walk in, George Clooney, he refuses to shake my hand and instead gives me a kiss on the cheek.
Oh.
Hold on, let's stop the moment. What would that feel like, Gray?
It was like my face was being blessed by 1,000 angels.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous before interviewing stars of that caliber?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did his beard tickle your cheek?
It did a little bit, because he had a little scruff.
Oh, of course it did.
Was that that's not your first time interviewing George Clooney, though, I don't believe, is it?
It's not. It's the second time so I was still very surprised.
Yeah.
Because I offered my hand because it still was a very professional relationship.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at my hand and he cocked his head to one side and he goes, "Come on, Gray."
Oh, wow.
And he gives me a kiss on the cheek and I went, "Oh, snap. Are we there?"
I guess we are.
Yeah.
We are there.
And he looked at me and he goes, "Yeah, we are." And I looked at Julia Roberts and she goes, "Well, then."
Oh, wow.
So that probably made her
and then
perk
stuck
up to you
a little bit. And then stuck her hand out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so in the middle of the interview, at one point, she goes, "Excuse me, are you wearing your bathing suit under that dress?"
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, was she judging you? Because she went barefoot on the red carpet.
And she said it with a smile on her face, and she was definitely amused.
Okay, good.
She was having fun.
I looked at her and I went, I was hoping you'd ask me that, Julia Roberts.
Wow.
Yes.
And she goes, who are you? Like, and George Clooney goes, that's Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes, and she ate foie gras.
Wow.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It is. It's fancy, and it's horrible to eat, and it's very bad for anyone supporting animal rights, and I ate some of it on accident, and I looked at him, and I yelled. I was like, George, I told you that in confidence. And then we laughed and laughed.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, Gray, you live the life.
Yeah.
You go to con, whatever it's called.
Can. Yeah. Anything else exciting there? Is it what it looks like in all the pictures that we see?
It's stunning. It's so beautiful. And, you know, the food is amazing. The rosé is incredible. I heard that the movies were fantastic. I didn't get to see them myself.
Yeah.
But the only problem with Cannes, there are French people there.
Oh, yeah. Snooty, huh?
It's right here.
They don't like us.
So you're off to New York, Gray?
I'm off to New York, you guys. The adventure never ends.
All right, well, you have fun. We found out Angry Birds, pretty good for the kids. Neighbors, too, apparently doing all right. And Nice Guys, the movie to watch this weekend.
Yeah.
We also found out Gray Drake's having an affair with George Clooney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tongue and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Gray Drake.
Yeah, you know what? Look out, Amal. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Gray Drake from RotTomatoes.com. We'll talk to you next week. Bye, Gray.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.